This is Sidney Mosley. In a moment, I'll be back with the headlines of tomorrow and see what they mean. But first, a brief message.
Next time you think of switching your war job because there's the factory nearer your home or the specific work you're doing seems unimportant, remember this. Any job you do that will help shorten this war by a single minute is important. And the inconveniences you undergo while sticking to your war job are problems your government, plant management, and labor unions are now moving to overcome. And it takes time to solve them, especially when we're all so busy trying to turn out the tanks, planes, and landing craft that our men on the battlefield need right now. So next time you think of switching your war job, ask yourself this personal question. Will it speed up victory? And if you must change jobs, then first talk it over with your local U.S. Employment Service office and see if the local employment stabilization program covers your job. This message is from the War Manpower Commission. And now here is Sidney Mosley.
Well, let's look at tomorrow's headlines and see what they mean. The big headline is shaping up here at Atlantic City. The highlight of the vital conference here at the Claridge Hotel was the election of Governor Herbert H. Lehman to the position of Director General of the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration. With this all-important appointment, the 44 representatives now got down to the main problems before them. By common consent, Director General Lehman's speech was eloquent, moving, and what is more, businesslike. But several important questions arise out of that speech, and I'm very happy to announce that I have with me here in the studio Governor Lehman himself, and he has consented to reply to these questions. First of all, congratulations on your appointment, Director General Herbert Lehman. When I watched you moving down the aisle to make your speech of acceptance, I wondered what impressions you had on coming to the conference after these preliminary sessions. What were your impressions, your personal impressions of the conference following these first 3 days of plenary meetings?
Mr. Mosley, I am very well pleased with the way things are going. Despite the great amount of discussion, which naturally is necessary, when 44 nations get together, the work has been going along speedily and well. Hardly had the delegates arrived here on Wednesday and attended the opening plenary session when they started holding committee meetings, which have continued from early morning until far into the night. The delegates have had not one moment of leisure since they arrived, and as a result, I believe that we are ahead of schedule.
That's excellent. But some nations will put more into the common pool than others. Governor, what do you think, and how do you think the knotty problems of what each nation will contribute can be solved?
Every country will be asked to contribute to the extent of its ability. This contribution will take the form either of funds, supplies, or services. The precise formula for contributions by nations is one of the very important policy matters to be determined by the Council during this first session.
There's been, as you know, much talk about the United States trying to feed the starving millions of Europe when we ourselves are already being rationed. What's your reaction to this sentiment, Governor?
Ms. Mosley, I do not think the people of the United States will be asked to endure any great or unreasonable hardship so far as lack of food is concerned, in order to supply other nations who are less fortunate than we are and who are in tremendous pressure of starvation and want and disease. Some sacrifice, however, will be necessary on the part of the United States and of all other supplying nations in the early period after liberation. Of course, only a fraction of the food that will be consumed in these countries will come from the United States or from other parts of the world. It will not be necessary, even the most ravaged areas, to ship into a country all the food that that country requires and needs. Each country has its own facilities for raising funds up to a certain point. UNRWA will simply supplement the available small supplies of food in the country to a point that will provide a minimum subsistence level. by rendering help in getting local agriculture and production started quickly again. I am convinced that we can further reduce the need for importing food and other essential consumer supplies.
Well, that's fine, but now that the plenary meetings are over, Governor Lehman, when do you think you will reach the crux of the problems which are to come before the conference?
Well, I should say that the most important problems will be presented promptly to the working committees which have now been set up. These problems will be discussed in the committees in detail and then brought up for discussion at full council meetings towards the end of this conference, which, according to present plan, will adjourn about the end of this month.
That's earlier than anticipated.
It's somewhat earlier. I hope that we can reach that goal.
That's a very favorable point. Obviously, there must be some points, however, to come before the conference, which are going to be more difficult than others to solve. What would you regard as some of the major problems, Governor?
Well, there are a great many problems. It's hard to give priority to them in the order of their importance. But one of the very important problems is that of displaced populations. And restoring these unfortunate people who have been torn from their homes and separated from their families again to their native lands. A great deal of work has already been done in studying the situation. A committee has been set up in Washington and another on an inter-allied basis in London for this very purpose. Forms have already been adopted for the registration of these peoples and are actually being used by our armed forces. You can gather an idea of the extent of this problem of displaced populations when I tell you that it is estimated that the number of displaced people in Europe alone is in excess of 20 million, exclusive of war prisoners.
Amazing.
Now, these people have simply got to be returned to their homes. They have been torn from their homes in order to serve as slave labor or to satisfy brutal racial and nationalistic ideas of the Nazis and of, in Asia, of the Japanese. To repatriate these people is, of course, a necessity. And I am not minimizing the difficulties of the situation. It is going to be very hard indeed. And I think it is one of the most important things that this Organization of Relief and Rehabilitation, UNRRA, can do.
Well, that is, I take it, that is really one of your outstanding problems, Governor. And
yes.
That probably will take up as much time as others. Other question, I know there are several others. But the point which has been discussed a lot privately, and I wonder what your view is in regard to this conference. Do you anticipate that a new League of Nations will arise out of this conference?
My answer to that question is no. The purpose of this first meeting of the Council of the United Nations Relief and Rehabilitation Administration is to establish a working international organization and to plan specifically for the immediate problems of necessary aid to the victims of the war. The success of this administration, however, and the character of the work that it does, will, on the other hand, I think, greatly influence the possibilities for a successful international collaboration and the organization of countries for other and broader purposes. The creation of this administration constitutes, in my opinion, a challenge to all of us to work together. If we succeed in this first undertaking of relief and rehabilitation, and I'm very certain that we will succeed, the course of international cooperation in political and other economic fields will undoubtedly be greatly strengthened.
Well, I'm very happy to hear you say that, Governor. I would like to ask you one or two more questions after a 30-second pause, after a few words from your announcer.
Here's a shopping suggestion for women. Use part of your ration points in stocking a reserve shelf of foods that can be used for quickie meals, that can be prepared in a hurry when change of plans prevent shopping on schedule. Also, buy as large a supply of non-ration foods as will keep in the storage place that you now have available. Now, here again is Sidney Mosley.
Governor Lehman, a good deal of discussion goes on all the time, as you know, regarding calories, value, and so on. I wonder, what in your opinion, is the minimum need of the average individual per day?
Well, of course, the average consumption in this country is about 3,000 calories a day. In most of the countries of Europe before the war, it was between 2,700 and 3,000 calories on the average. It is down now in some countries to as low as 800 calories.
That's a starvation.
And for some groups, even lower than that. A country after a country has food available only sufficient to provide, as I've said, between 800 and 1,200 calories a day. And that is starvation. People just cannot possibly go on for any great length of time and retain their strength on a diet of that sort. Now, what UNRWA proposes to do is to bring in enough food to supplement the available supplies within the country to a level of 2,000 calories a day. That is the level that has been accepted as the standard by UNRWA. In other words, UNRWA is not going to bring in all the food that is consumed in the country because there is, as I have already said, some food available. But it will supplement the difference between the available supplies and 2,000 calories. In other words, if a country has now 1,200 calories a day, UNRWA will provide 800. If it is only 1,000 calories a day, UNRWA will supply 1,000. If it is only 800, UNRWA will supply 1,200. In other words, UNRWA will supplement the difference between what is available and the 2,000 of reasonable subsistence.
Well, I see you've got that worked out. I wonder, Governor, whether would you give us a parting message for our listeners on this conference?
Well, I believe, Mosley, that the guiding principle of this administration should be to get these countries, the liberated countries, again on their own feet, to make them self-supporting by aiding them in restoring their own production of the basic necessities, which goods may be made available to the millions of people who have withstood the ravages of this war with such bravery and fortitude. As I said last night in my acceptance speech, the policy and slogan of this organization should be and must be help people in the liberated countries to help themselves.
Thank you very much, Governor, for coming here.
You have been listening to Sidney Mosley, Mutual's eminent author and journalist, analyzing the news. Mr. Mosley is heard at the same time Monday through Friday from New York. Friends, there's a battle right here at home we've got to fight and win if we want to keep America a fine, decent country for our boys to come back to. We've got to fight against inflation. And one of the best ways for us to do that is to put every dollar we possibly can into more war bonds. Now, if we don't win out against inflation, we're letting our boys down just as surely as if we refused to send them ammunition to fight the Axis. Because inflation, too, can be ruinous. Don't buy a single thing you don't absolutely need. Put every spare dollar into war bonds. You get your money back in 10 years with good interest. And meanwhile, you're protecting your own future, America's future, and the future of our fighting men. So buy more war bonds. Sign up tomorrow for extra bonds through the payroll savings plan. This announcement is from the United States Treasury. This is Mutual.